Hi, everybody. Happy August.
Happy
to the world.
Summer. We're almost through.
We could do it. There's one more month of
the
heat.
The dog days of summer.
I'm still Jen. I'm always Jen.
What's up? I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess.
I don't know if anyone... Are there any new listeners here?
Are you out there?
Can I... Raise your hand if you're a new listener.
I see Bobby and Cindy. There's like some show that they used
to do. The Brady Bunch.
Oh, I named the Brady Bunch, but I think I did some 70s children's show where they look through the mirror
or something. Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, you're on a beauty... It's a beauty podcast. So if
you're
a new listener...
If they're here, they know.
Okay, good. So we have a lot of beauty stuff to talk about. First up, I got a spray non-tan.
Weird.
Prada's Glow. I'm going to tell you all about this new treatment. And then you and your magazine did this amazing survey about real beauty, and you found out a lot about American women, and you're gonna school
us. Yeah, some surprising, some less so, but we'll talk about a few of my favorite key findings.
Okay, I'm really curious about that. And I don't know if anybody else is having this issue this summer, but what up with the bugs? Bug bites. We need bug bite treatments. I need bug bite help. Jess needs it. We'll talk about what we do to get through the itchies.
And then our guest is, if you've ever been curious about acupuncture, cupping, any of Chinese herbs, we are here to serve you. Dr. Shari Auth. She is the co-founder of Within, which is a very cool new Chinese medicine studio, kind of normalizing it, making it cool and funky for...
And less expensive, I think. You could get your first acupuncture for like
$65. Yeah, $65.
Which is a lot less than I think a lot of New York and big city practitioners charge.
Right. But whether you live in New York or not, you're going to find this fascinating.
Stay tuned.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Jess, have you ever gotten a spray tan?
Twice.
I feel like a redhead in a spray tan is an interesting proposition,
The first time I did, I think I told you guys about this. I was so foolish. I went to like some janky place and then got on a plane right from there. And I looked like a wet paper bag at a wedding. Yeah, I did not know.
Wet paper bag, like folded, like streaky.
Yeah, all crinkled. I had this on like a 7-hour flight or 8-hour flight.
Yeah, everybody's had a spray tan gone wrong.
The second one was good. That was with like somebody who does Kate Moss. Like she was great. But I don't know if it's the right look for me.
Yeah, I used to get them back in the day, especially when I had a big event. But honestly, I was just like, I just want to look even toned and glowy. I don't necessarily need to be a different color than I am.
Right, right.
And I think that's what a lot of women want. They're getting it because it's just like evening out their skin tone and maybe hiding some of those bug bites I talked about or whatever.
Or cellulite or little lumpy bumpies.
Well, so then I heard about this new treatment and I was like, I need to try this and tell our listeners about it. Okay, so this isn't a spray tan. What it's called is a skin hydration infusion treatment. Kristen Pradas, which is the best last name because you're basically Muchia Prada, but throw an S on the end, is a celebrity tanning artist. She does like Jennifer Lawrence, all the Victoria's Secrets people before the runways. So obviously she does the spray tanning, but she has this new treatment that I like wrote back like three times. I was like, I don't understand. How is it a spray glow thing, but no tanning agents, no DHA, no erythrolose? She uses her own concoction that she made, these I guess they're called skin hydration infusions. And she sprays you like you're in a tanning booth, but it's with peptides, ceramides, hyaluronic acid, oils, and then there's three different colors that she can use to sort of do a little bit of like a highlight contour thing.
Beautiful. Just like how there's three different kinds of highlighters in some ranges.
Well, yeah, and like one of them was like pinky, one brown, one gold. She gave me the one that was like all gold all over, but it never caused streaking and it never caused color. But here's what I looked like. How do I even describe it?
You look like you just came back from vacation.
But I looked glowier than if I put body oil on, though. And that's what threw me off. Because she sells these for, like, at-home products. So you could try it yourself and rub it on like a body oil. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that you would get the same effect. It was that, like, you know when you look at the red carpet and, like, Jennifer Lawrence will have, like, a deep, deep V-cut thing. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't look tight. But, like, it looks perfectly even.
Yeah, because she looks, like, shiny. Not shiny, but even.
And not highlighted. This isn't like, oh, put some shimmer down the front of your shins. Mm-hmm. Because that also could look kind of fake. I just looked like, oh, I should have gotten it before I went to the beach the past weekend because I was just like even and glowy. I don't understand what it is.
So, but there's an at-home version too, right?
Yeah. So she says the gun, you know, you're not vaporizing, but you're misting on the ingredients and it actually has that air pressure with it.
Yeah.
It felt so good, like a cool blow dryer and it was a little bit cooling. It was actually really soothing.
Did you have to be naked?
Yeah, even though I was naked, it was really soothing.
So she saw you naked?
Yeah.
I don't love that aspect.
I asked for the spa panties.
Yeah. Okay. So at least you saw your spa panties.
Well, after we were done, she was like, I've seen it all. She told me she's been farted on so many times.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say, like, she told me I had the best body out of everyone.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
No. She's seen it all.
When we get to the bug bite section of this podcast, You will hear why I do not.
Stop.
But the poor woman, like, she's squatting down, like, because she's like, doing, you just stand up and she's moving all around you and whatever. People have farted in her face. How did this take a turn? I am sorry, Kristen Pravda. She's super chic. Let's get back on track.
Okay, so Kristen Pravda is Pravda. I made her Russian for a second.
I think you made her a vodka.
Kristen Pravda.
You made her a nightclub, actually.
Yes. She's the celebrity person, but it sounds like she's going to expand this treatment because right now you saw her in New York, but I think this treatment is going to be available elsewhere, right?
Yeah, you could go on her website to check it out. She has a couple other people that do it, and she is like a high level. This isn't like you're going to find in your salon locally yet, but I want to like workshop this name with her because it's like a spray non-tan, spray glaze is what I'm calling it in my head. Mm. Like you just look great, and so it's perfect for before.
Like a donut.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, like it's a like delicious donut.
You know in the Krispy Kreme machine?
Yeah.
And you just watch them coming out like all eight in a row and you're like, I need all eight of those.
Oh, yeah. One is not enough.
I looked like the most delectable Krispy Kreme donut.
I think that's, it's like a glaze. It's a body glaze.
Spray glaze. Body glaze.
Let's hope this takes off beyond Kristen because Kristen's in demand and her people are not everywhere. But I like this trend.
I want a donut.
I know. I'm like,
oh, my God. You know how they get it even bigger? Offer people a donut to eat. Eat your glaze and get your glaze. Anyway, you can also go on our website and get the at-home versions of the products. Beautiful, like, pigments that are suspended in them, and it doesn't look like color and doesn't look like highlighter. It's just glowy.
So that's one we can all try.
Yeah. Check it out, guys. Hey, Jess.
What's up?
I saw you on TV. You're famous.
I didn't tell anyone I was going on, except for my parents.
Until I posted on Instagram for like our 25,000 people. What were you talking about? Because I didn't actually catch the segment. I only saw the pictures.
I'll send you a link. So it's E! Daily Pop. And they were really interested in a survey that I've spent like the better part of the summer working on. It's in the new August issue of Harper's Bazaar. And it's called A Real Beauty Survey. So we surveyed almost 1,500 women, about 500 Bazaar readers, and then 1,000, like, you know, just like general populace that represented the U.S. in terms of like U.S. women in terms of age, ethnicity, where they are. So a really wide net. This is not just Harper's Bazaar readers. Just to get a sense of what they think about beauty today. And the reason why we did this, and I think you and I touch on this a lot, is that people throw around the term real beauty and like, you know, we've always, it's like drink every time we say authenticity, but like authenticity all the time. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's this other thing happening. Like we're in like the body positivity, real beauty thing. But then we have, you know, every week we're telling you about a new thing that one can do to improve themselves and like
earwax blush.
Exactly, your earwax blush. So it's these two things are happening in tandem. And personally, I find it very, very interesting and very weird. So I'm just going to hit you with a couple of things
that I found
interesting. So one was we asked women, when did they feel most beautiful on the outside? What would you suspect?
After sex.
Oh, no, I mean like an age. I phrase that wrong.
Oh, what? This is saying something about me? Oh,
yeah.
Like what age? I can't believe I just said that.
Age
40 after sex? I don't know. Yeah. 34. Because I actually had some data from an old thing.
Outside. They feel the
34.
Best.
34. What is it?
27.
Oh, okay. So even a 6-year-old...
Actually, 27 or 28, forgive me, but it's one of those.
Like I think it's 28. A 6-year-old woman would answer and say, I was my most beautiful at 27. Or you ask people, how beautiful do you feel? And the 27-year-old
No, it's like, it's reflective. So, you know, maybe the 27-year-old said now, maybe they said 20, but this was the most
common. What do you think was your
answer.
Most beautiful age?
You know what?
Or have you not had it yet?
Probably like in my early 30s.
Okay.
I lost a bunch of weight, so that's what I felt better.
Oh, that doesn't equate with beauty. I bet
you asked
about that.
No, on the outside. No, on the outside, I felt big better. So, and then, you know, you're not in your 20s kind of comparing yourself to everyone. And also, P.S., when I was in my early 30s, we were not where we are in Instagram world right now. It was there, but we are not where we were.
Oh, interesting also. And this goes back to the whole reason you did the survey.
Yes, exactly.
27 is when most women think they look most beautiful.
And then on the outs and the inside, as a holistic person, when do you think?
It's going to be older, probably, because like... With,
you know, I'm not quizzing you. I'm just like... I'm just curious.
I want to say like 60, 80. I think like women of that age are just like the most beautiful souls.
Okay, you would have thrown off our median.
What is
so
it?
It's 38. So it's kind of what you said before.
Interesting. Okay.
So that I think that women kind of know themselves a little better and they're tired of the constant agony of like, I'm too fat. I'm too, you know,
and by
not,
that
not
age,
short you've... enough. You're kind of like, you know, my boobs aren't big enough. I think by that age it's kind of... These are the cards I'm dealt, and I've got other stuff going on, whether it's a job or a family or, you know.
Okay.
It's just, I think you have a little bit of a more perspective at that age.
Okay. What else was interesting that you found?
So 78%, this was like the makeup section.
Okay.
78% of women want a more natural beauty look. Like the Instagram aesthetic is like by the wayside. They want to look like they're not wearing any makeup. But 90% of women would not, like, they feel the most beautiful when they're makeup on. They're not about, like, skipping makeup.
This is getting back to what you started out with. It's just, like, we aren't preaching what we practice. Or we're like, I want to be beautiful all natural, but I also only feel beautiful when I'm wearing makeup.
Right. We want to look like Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, like, being goopy, but...
Like, it takes us makeup to do it.
Yeah, like, you know, God forbid, like, you'll pry the concealer from my cold, dead hands.
This is one where I'm like, I'm all about myself, but then, like, I feel so much better when I put mascara on. I can't even tell you.
Oh, God. The other day I was somewhere where, like, I felt like I didn't really know people as well.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about skipping mascara because I was tired. I was like, oh, no, I don't want them to think that, like, I don't have any lashes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, they're a rabbit.
I find going out bare skin, no color cosmetics.
Yeah.
But if I don't have eyelash curler and mascara, I'm like, eh.
Well, I wasn't going to bring up this point, but mascara is the product that they absolutely cannot live without. This is like everyone.
This came up yesterday at work. Somebody went in the closet and she was allowed to take one product, somebody's daughter. And her mother was so surprised she took mascara. I'm like, why are you surprised? It's what every woman wants.
Yeah.
It's why we named a podcast, goddamn fat mascara.
And there's another hook to that, too. And then I'm going to wrap this up soon. But...
I'm loving this.
The mascara thing, I think, ties in that we didn't put these questions near each other, but the main goal people want to look more like of is they want, what's up?
Not tired.
You got it.
Yes.
So that's where the mascara comes in. And I think, honestly, like the natural look, I think this all, you know, if we were like selling this data to a company, I think it's quite clear in some ways. It's like women want to look clean, like, you know, like fresh face clean. awake, vibrant, but they want to look like themselves.
It's funny. And in the early aughts, I probably would have, if we had a podcast when they didn't have them, I would have talked about a spray tan. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about a spray skin infusion.
Yes.
Like it's, you want to just look like you, but better.
Right. Exactly. Like the perfect you. And I think that is, we didn't get, I don't have data on this, but I think it really is the filter culture and like the, you know, I look real, but damn, I'm hot too. You know, that kind of like even like the girls in the and I love that this ad campaign, but the Aerie ads, you know, like unretouched, they still look amazing. Or the American Eagle Outfitters. I'm like, if you put me unretouched on the side of like, you know,
well,
Houston
27
Street,
and younger, yeah. So.
But they have like a roll, but it's like the perfect roll.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. I actually always think that too.
Like no one's like wants to see my stretch marks.
They
like,
don't have bug bites.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Probably had some, like, if you should... Was there anything that really surprised you?
Yeah, this bummed me out. Well, I think the surprise was there were a lot of surprises. And you check out August Harper's Bazaar. I'm not trying to like shill for my employer, but like I'm telling you that it's a freaking awesome survey. It's also an awesome issue. It's the unretouched issue. So I think that there were a lot of little surprises. One of the things that like was interesting to me is that millennials, okay, generally speaking, women are not judging each other for getting work done. Millennials, the most of all, are like, you do you. So that kind of accepting mentality where like I think people in like my mother's generation would be like, oh, did you see her? You know, and now it's like, did you see her? Okay, cool. She looks amazing.
Who's your doctor? I'm going to
yeah,
go to.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we kind of know that. My last point is that we, and Jen, you and I talked about this a couple episodes ago. We are in like the height of the or a peak in the body positivity movement, yet 80% of respondents are not happy with their body. 10%, though only 10% feel confident in a swimsuit. So the body is like really, I think we've put the cart before the horse, and I think there's a lot of wishful thinking. And I do think that what we see in media is going to help move things along.
On that note, just made me think of this, and I wanted to talk about it. Instagram's testing in other countries where they're taking off the number of likes on Instagram, like in Australia and Canada and whatever. And they're saying that it's because they feel that their product is leading to these kind of feelings that you just talked about of like not measuring up to other ideals and not feeling confident. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think they want to sell paid for ads. And
yeah,
they don't
that's a little like...
I feel like it was like a business
that's
decision.
That's a party line.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, we got to put this inside a like feel good kind of PR move, otherwise people are just going to realize we're trying to steal their money, so we get the ads instead of them get influencers getting paid.
I can't imagine a big business I don't know
changing to that extent,
changing really turning everything on its head for like the public
good,
but maybe I'm wrong, so let me know if you guys have inside intel. But I don't know, I just think I do believe in, and I feel like, you know, when I was younger, I was very affected by, you know, images, and I love her, but like of Kate Moss, of Shalom Harlow, Amber, all of these girls who were reeds, and it made me feel
skinny
bad.
White girls. That's who was popular then.
Yes, like, really skinny white girls, and I felt like an absolute like truck, you know, and as a teenager. But if I had those positive body role models, I probably would have felt a little better. But seeing that they're out there right now, not en masse, but you know, there are out there and we're still where we are, it makes me wonder, A, is this really working as much as we want it to? Or B, is it just like change takes time and maybe the next generation will feel amazing about themselves?
I mean, I really think change takes time. They've been doing the environmental movement since the 70s.
Oh my God.
And it's just now people are like, oh,
you're
hey,
right.
Maybe we should pay attention to this.
Yeah.
But that sounds fascinating. I can't wait to read. And I haven't gotten your issue yet. Who's on the cover?
Serena Williams, unretouched. And I
in the gold dress. I saw that picture.
And with her tushy in the subscriber cover, she shows her tushy, unretouched. She wrote a piece for us. It is so good. I actually like, I feel like I'm kind of a jaded person, especially when you work, you know, when you're working with like the text for so long. I didn't work on that story, but you know, I'm seeing it for months and months and months. And then I sat on my couch and I read it and I was like, this is so great. It's very inspiring.
Oh, what a good feeling.
She talks about her, you know, tennis meltdown from last summer. It's really good. So even if you're not a tennis fan, I'm not a tennis fan. I found it really inspiring.
Nice. Pick up your Harper's Bazaar, people. I wish my butt looked like Serena Williams' butt.
Yeah, she didn't have any bug bites.
this is the part. I love how all three of these topics have tied together so seamlessly. So I went to the beach, and I think it was maybe a fly, not a mosquito. You know when they, like, you could feel it biting when it bites?
Yeah. Vicious little
and
guys.
I was like, ow, itchy, whatever, fine. I
got was this in, nighttime or daytime? I just like to
dusk. That's part of the problem. I got there at 4 because it was so hot and stayed until like 8:30, beautiful sunset.
Feeding hour.
So I got undressed the next day. Okay, there's this Kevin Hart comedy special where he talks about bumps.
I love Kevin Hart. I love him.
He calls it Braille Butt.
Oh, my God.
I have Braille Butt right now. Oh. Like, you know how I already have my butt knee? We talked about it last episode. Now, on top of it, Eric was like, look at my butt. He's like, oh, you're right. There's like two different kinds of bumps now.
Oh, my God. You got yourself a good man.
Oh, my God. He's like, you look beautiful. I don't even see these things. I was like, oh,
you look beautiful.
He was like, I'm not looking at that. I'm just looking at like you as a whole, like whatever. But so now I have my lovely folliculitis / keratosis pilaris plus some bug bites. So somebody told me to put apple cider vinegar on them.
Did it work?
I have tried everything. Hydrocortisone was helping a little, like I think with the inflammation, but there was still that acute itchiness that I couldn't get over. You know, once you itch it once, then it's like, aye.
Oh, yeah, you've opened like the floodgates. You cannot go back.
Eric tries to like, he takes his fingernail, makes an X.
What? And then scratches around it, right?
No, that hurts.
So my grandfather's girlfriend Sophie, I'll never forget when I was younger and I get really bad bug bites, she took her like frosted long like acrylic nail and she put the X in it and then she scratched all around
it. Did it help?
No, but I did that for like years and years and I realized it wasn't working.
I think it's an old wives' tale and like, oh, maybe the neurons will like throw off the neuron firing. And no, it still itches. But the vinegar did help a little bit.
So would you soak a cotton pad? And
but it's. I don't think you need apple cider. I looked into it and it's like a pH thing because it's.
Oh.
So it really doesn't. Don't waste your nice apple cider vinegar. You could just use like white distilled vinegar.
Okay.
But, and then hydrocortisone. But what do you do when you get a bug bite?
Honestly, I blow up.
I'm super allergic.
Become like the size of a coaster or a CD.
We have this in common. We don't have a lot of these things in common.
So this is interesting. I was looking on 23andMe the other day with my cousin because we were like, because we're both like connected on it. It's really interesting. But obviously we're connected, but it's just like a long story. So anyway, so we're looking at things that we have in common because you can look at, you know, your medical stuff and then like things like traits and it's like tends to and has everything from
like second toe bigger than first toe.
You got it. If you can smell asparagus, if you can smell your pee after you eat asparagus.
Can you?
And yes. That's why I don't like asparagus for that reason. And then one of the things was like overreacts to but not overreacts, like highly sensitive to mosquito bites. I was like, yes, it got all my things right.
And it was correct. It thought
correct.
I have 23andMe. I'm going to go on and see what it says about mine.
Oh, I love 23andMe. So the last thing, so what I do is I put on like the hydrocortisone, but I also have this little spray that I got from like Walgreens. It was called like Waldrill.
And it's like a Benadryl, but like it's a Benadryl spray.
Yeah. And I don't think there's no magic cure.
It's an antihistamine.
I take a Benadryl or like a Zyrtec or something. I hit it with that. And I really try not to scratch because the more I scratch, the worse it gets. But I don't know. It's just hard out there for us. We don't know what actually makes people, mosquitoes.
Yes, we do. It's that DNA that's.
But like, is it sweet? Is it like your sweet?
That's what they used to say. My mom would always be like, it's because you're so sweet.
Oh,
Jess, it's because you're so sweet.
Yeah, sure. We are here with Dr. Shari Auth, co-founder of Within, the hot new acupuncture studio here in New York, Self-Care Haven. Shari has her doctorate in acupuncture and Chinese medicine, her certification in the Rolf method of structural integration, as well as Pilates, Ashtanga yoga, Panchakarma, I don't know what that is, we'll talk about that in a second, shamanism, and massage therapy. Oh, and she's also an herbalist. She has celebrity clients like Olivia Wilde, Yoko Ono, that's cool, and Sting. Welcome, Shari.
Welcome.
Thank you, ladies.
That is quite the bio. That may be one of the longest. It's like her and McCreen have the biggest bios.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
And the shortest brand name, Within. I always say, Within. It doesn't have vowels, though, right?
No, and nobody's ever called us saying this. It's
No, that's just me. Within.
So you have dedicated your life to healing, clearly. You are all in. What inspired you? Did you grow up like wanting to be a healer? Did something happen that like was a mind shift? I'm always interested how people like yourself, you know, are into your profession.
I'm really just a born healer. I always wanted to help people. I was always fascinated by the mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. I started meditating and doing yoga when I was quite young.
What's quite young?
As a teenager, which doesn't sound young today, but this was the 80s. Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah. And being interested in the mind-body connection, I gravitated towards ancient medical practices from Asia, you know, India, China, but also from South America, from Peru.
One of the big things that we want to talk to you about, one of the things you are super certified in, is acupuncture. And that's also what is Within's main method of treatment, correct?
Correct.
So, okay, pretend we're at like the cocktail party and you just told me what you do for a living. And I was like, acupuncture? How's that work? Because truly, people kind of know what it is, but they don't really know, right?
We are helping. So Within is all about making Chinese medicine more accessible.
All types.
And Chinese medicine includes acupuncture, cupping, and Chinese herbology.
So I'm wrong to try and separate them out and be like, I only want this one. You use these all in conjunction when you're healing someone.
Yes. And okay. Historically, that's the way it's been used.
Oh. So, yeah. So it would be wrong to just try and do one without any of the others, I guess.
It wouldn't be wrong, but for the greatest benefit, you would utilize all of them.
Okay, so let's go through like acupuncture. If someone were getting that, what would happen to them? What is the treatment like?
So first off, acupuncture, let's talk about how it works. Is that good?
Yeah,
So acupuncture works via the connective tissue to send messages to your brain that alter brain chemistry. And it's going to alter brain chemistry in a variety of ways depending on what your body needs. Mm-hmm. So if you're stressed, which most of us are, and most New Yorkers are, and it's probably the main thing what we hear it Within, acupuncture is going to lower your cortisol levels, which is your stress hormone, and it's going to boost your serotonin and dopamine levels, which are your happy hormones. Mm-hmm.
In just one session or if you go all the time?
In one session.
And then how long do you think it lasts?
It depends. If what happens after that.
Okay.
You know, it can definitely last a couple of days or a week.
Oh, that's nice.
But if you go home and get in a fight with your boyfriend, it might only last a couple of hours.
Right, right. So yeah. You need to kind of manage your stress in other ways too.
Well, I think it's great to go to acupuncture every week to manage stress and to keep your body healthy and well. In ancient China, you went and saw your doctor when you were well, and if you got sick, your doctor had failed you. So one of the things we're doing it Within is we're taking Chinese medicine back to its roots, and we've created an accessible model so that people can really integrate Chinese medicine into their lives.
And be going on a regular basis so we don't get sick as much, is what you're saying.
Yes. It'll help you get better and stay better. So our treatment menu, for example, is divided prevent, heal, glow. And we've created a membership model that makes it very easy to integrate and open 7 days a week.
Can we talk about, so acupuncture obviously involves things that look like needles, but what are those things? And when you put them in someone's skin, what is happening on a cellular level or on a biology level?
Sure. So they are needles.
Okay. I didn't
they're
know
just
they
not the needles that we grew up with. So we all got vaccinated when we were babies. Those are hypodermic needles. They are hollow. They're meant to inject a substance like a vaccine or remove a substance like blood. So you can fit 40 acupuncture needles into one hypodermic needle.
Wow.
These needles are the size of a human hair, and they might be bigger than the hair, depending on the size of the hair. Mm-hmm. So these needles don't hurt. It's a whole new relationship with needles.
What do they do when they go in the skin then?
They do so many things that are so wonderful for the body. They increase circulation. So if your muscles are tight or sore, similar to a massage, it's going to help relax them.
Does it feel relaxing when you're on the table? Like, do you feel like, you know, you're on the table? I know it's not the same sensation as a massage, but are the benefits like immediate? Like you're relaxing right there.
Yes, it's very relaxing, and it's very common for people to fall asleep during an acupuncture session.
So your tiny needle, 1/40th of a hypodermic, goes in, blood circulation boosts. What else happens in the body?
Acupuncture is a natural anti-inflammatory, so it interrupts the inflammation process, which is a lot of, you know, if we're in pain, oftentimes there's inflammation involved, and a lot of disease is inflammation-based.
So you're lowering inflammation.
Correct.
Does it find the inflammation? Like, let's say you're needling, I've had acupuncture a couple of times, and, you know, I had it for like migraines and stuff like that. So the woman needled my head. But is it because that was wild looking?
I just like that you called it needled my head.
She needled my head.
Yep.
And it was really interesting. But you know, you mentioned the inflammation. Do you have to put the needles where the inflammation is? Like, or is it like you, I could needle Jen's arm, but her foot hurts and then her foot will start feeling better?
Both.
Weird.
So sometimes acupuncture points, as we call them, are intuitive. Like a point for shoulder pain might be in the shoulder. But there might be a point that's good for your shoulder pain that's in your hand or in your arm.
Right. Oh, she needled the back of my legs too. And she explained that the connective tissue goes like up the back of your body. Did I get that right?
100%.
Oh, she's good.
Your body is connected via connective tissue. So that's one of the ways that acupuncture works, is it works via the connective tissue. You know, we talked a little bit about serotonin, dopamine, and cortisol, but it's also going to increase your body's natural opiates.
Okay.
That's your natural painkillers, like endorphins and enkephalins. And that's another way that acupuncture alleviates pain.
What's an enkephalin?
Enkephalin. It's just a, think of it as a natural painkiller. So it's going to reduce pain in your body.
I never heard that word before.
Yeah.
So when you go and you see these like, okay, I'm going to bring it down to base level, these posters of like the body with these rainbow colored things and like your liver is in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In Eastern medicine, there's often these visuals. Uh-huh. And me as like a science brain, I'm always like, how can putting something in this part of your body affect a completely different, and how do you even know that you're, whatever it is, say it's your hand, is connected to your liver. You should probably correct me. What's connected to a liver? I don't even know.
So what you're talking about is those maps that they have that are little microsystems of the whole body, like your ear is a microsystem of the whole body. And now ear seeds are very popular because there's all these acupressure points in the ear that do all these different things. So again, your whole body is connected via connective tissue, but also the soles of the feet, like reflexology we all know of, you know, and there's points in the feet that are going to do various things.
Is it from like thousands of years of studying? They realize like,
Chinese medicine is thousands of years old.
Okay.
Is it weird to you that we've gone away from it in the U.S.? I mean, I know now obviously we're moving more toward it, like, you know, with places like yours. But why do you think it doesn't really have the same, you know, emphasis here?
Well, acupuncture was first introduced in America in the mid-70s, and it's only grown in popularity since then.
That's very recent.
Now, yeah, it's very recent. So now we have the scientific studies to back it up, you know, so it's only growing in popularity. Mm-hmm. And with the opioid crisis happening today, you know, physicians are being trained to send their pain patients to acupuncturists instead of prescribing potentially addictive pain medication.
Wow.
Because you're getting that lovely chemical release and boost that can help manage the feelings of withdrawal and things like that.
Or like the dopamine?
Yeah, like how does it help?
No, they're sending people who are in pain, they're being trained to send them to acupuncturists instead of prescribing.
Not existing people with opioid problems.
So you can't get acupuncture for addiction.
I was thinking you were thinking,
they're recommending to do that because A, it works, and B, it's safe.
And it's not addictive.
Yes, there aren't negative side effects. So my co-founder, Michelle Larrabee, she found acupuncture as a consumer, and she originally went in with neck pain. And then she said, wow, I'm sleeping better. My digestion's better. I'm getting sick less often, you know? And so there's all these positive side effects to acupuncture. It's truly holistic therapy.
So a lot of people are talking about lately the idea of like the acupuncture facial, but I've never gotten one. I've seen photos. What is that in your world? Is that like a new thing, or is this something that's been going on again for like thousands of years?
It's newer, but it's certainly been going on in Asia for a long time. Mm-hmm. And again, our treatment menu, Prevent, Heal, Glow.
Is this Glow?
This is Glow.
Okay. How does Glow work? Walk us through it.
So Glow, again, acupuncture increases circulation. So one of the things it's going to do is your facial cells are going to produce more collagen and more elastin.
Wow.
So the collagen's going to plump the face to reduce wrinkles, and the elastin's going to firm and tone the face.
And is it just because you're stimulating these areas with needles, or is it because you're on a special meridian or something like that? I'm just throwing out jargon. I don't know.
Because you're stimulating the area.
Okay.
But it also relaxes the muscles of the face because it's the muscles of your face that cause the wrinkles. Wrinkles don't cause wrinkles on their own. So you're furrowing your brow, you're tightening your forehead, you're squinting your eyes, you're looking at a screen all day.
Totally.
You've got a tight jaw. And these things create wrinkles on your face. So it relaxes your face and it's wonderful to receive.
So when you do this for a facial treatment, does the person just lay down? And then is there any sort of washing of the face or massage and things that go along with it? Or you just start sticking needles in?
We spray the face with helichrysum. It's an essential oil that helps to prepare the skin for the treatment.
And then how many needles go in? How long do they stay in?
We do needles all over the body because we like to create a holistic treatment with Glow.
Okay.
So, you know, we always incorporate stress management and things like that so that you leave feeling relaxed and rejuvenated.
Like about how many, like just for someone who's never done this, like how many needles are you putting into a person?
20 to 30.
Okay. And then how long do they stay in there for?
30 minutes while you listen to sound therapy.
Oh, this sounds
nice.
So
this sounds incredible.
And the sound therapy, all of our sound therapy tracks were made by a sound therapy practitioner named Nate Martinez. And he uses entrainment and binaural beats to relax the brain waves. And it just makes meditation effortless. So you can go
I know who he is. He's a big deal.
Nate?
Yeah.
Your buddy Nate?
My buddy Nate.
Yeah, we know him.
What's entrainment? Is that what you said?
Oh, no. I feel like that's more Nate's territory than mine. I do know that it works. And it's really great because the most stressed out A-type New Yorker can come in and drop into a meditative state of mind without having to work hard at it.
That's incredible.
So are there any other beauty benefits? So the Glow thing, obviously, you said the collagen and things like that. Are there anything else that you can do that has a beauty benefit with the Eastern medicine that you practice?
Yeah. I mean, hormonal acne, you know. So one of the things acupuncture does is it helps to balance hormone levels. Mm-hmm. Even thinning of hair is oftentimes hormonally related. So it's great for women through every stage of their life, you know, PMS, fertility, prenatal care, perimenopause, menopause, because it brings the hormones into balance.
I want to pause because this wasn't what we were going to ask, but I was like, how do you know that your acupuncture isn't just some acupuncturist isn't just some person who's like, I got the needles online, I'm just sticking them wherever? Like, you trained for how many years?
So I have a doctorate in Chinese medicine, so I trained for 5 years. So,
okay, 5 years of training to know what the hell you're doing. Like, how do you know to find a good acupuncturist?
They should be licensed.
Okay.
So make sure your acupuncturist is licensed by the state in which they practice in. Mm-hmm. All of the acupuncturists at Within have a minimum 3 years training. Many of them have the doctorate, similar to me, of 5 years. And then we do proprietary training on top of that.
Yeah. Okay. Look for the license. Got it.
So something else I had done with my acupuncturist, this is like a year ago, is she did cupping. And I have to tell you, I actually enjoyed the cupping more than I did the needling. But I couldn't tell you what happened. I came back from it and I was like, I don't know. Like, you know, suction, circles, because I couldn't see what was happening. I was face forward. We know that cupping got a lot of press too. Like Gwyneth Paltrow was seen with her cupping marks at some point, like in a backless dress. What is it? Michael Phelps, cupper.
The Michael Phelps moment was huge. Yeah. Everybody wanted cup marks to take to the beach. So cupping is like reverse massage. So it's lifting up on the tissue, lifting up on the muscles and on the fascia to bring circulation into a tight area. So it's going to promote detox and it's going to relax the muscles.
And when you say detox, what does that mean?
What is detox?
Yeah, I mean, I know what like detox means, like to get rid of toxins, but like what it's pulling what from where and sending it where?
Like your liver, is it like when you get a massage and lymphatic fluid starts flowing and then you pee it out later kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's going to increase circulation. So it's going to pull fresh blood into an area and then allow the impurities to move forward.
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me.
So
and
a
then
lot
you
of
pee
people
it out,
during,
right?
Yeah, and a lot of people do cupping during a cleanse or they do it because they're in post-recovery from working out or because they have pain in their body.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to say about cupping is that you don't always get marks. People always assume they're going to get marks, and you're not guaranteed marks. If you get marks, it means it was a good idea you got cupping, you know, because it's moving those toxins
so
through.
So by marks, you mean?
Or bringing circulation to an area where there was low circulation.
Yeah. Just so people who might not know what this is, there's like a little glass dome thing and then some sort of vacuum, whether with like heat to take the oxygen out or an actual vacuum, right? Happens?
So traditionally, they were glass cups.
Okay.
And you used heat to get the suction.
Okay.
But today and at Within, we take a more modern approach and we use plastic cups and a suction gun. You can just give a more precise amount of suction using a suction gun than a flame. Mm-hmm. And there's less liability of burning somebody or, I don't know, lighting a fire in your office.
And the mark, so the mark
a little precarious. So
yeah. The mark that you get is like, this is the only thing I have to equate it to, like a hickey when you
it's
like
a
suck
hickey.
On...
I love that you just said that. I mean, always say gross, that but... because I don't like calling it a bruise because it's not sensitive to the touch.
So you get like a purple mark. It doesn't
feel bad. It's more like a hickey. And if you want it to go away faster, do anything that just promotes circulation. Drink a lot of water, go exercise, sweat, massage it out, put arnica on it, this sort of thing.
Oh, I'm a big fan of arnica.
One thing I want to say about cupping is that, you know, I think it's a little bit, I think it's weird too. You know? And I mean, it leaves a mark. And I always just think like, oh, people aren't going to be into this. But the reality is that people get cupping and they get hooked because it feels amazing.
It does feel really good.
It feels like it's sucking all
the
bad stuff
out. I'm overdue. Where else can you get cupping besides your back? I just had it on like my upper shoulders.
The legs, you know, hamstrings, IT bands, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It needs to be a fleshy area, not a bony area. It's hard to get suction on a bony area. I mean, certainly the most common place is the back and shoulders.
Wait, but you brought these little show and tells, and these are teeny tiny cups.
No, this is a different cup.
Okay, tell us what
that is. So this is face cupping.
Oh, you can put them on your face?
Yeah, so you put a...
They look like lollipops.
Yeah, but... Oh, okay. So you put a face oil on, you pinch the bulb to get a little bit of suction, and you glide it across your face.
Oh.
So it's gliding, so you're not going to get a cup mark. You're just going to get nice, fresh circulation that comes up, and it's going to promote detox in your face so that you have a clearer complexion, and it's going to stimulate collagen and elastin.
It feels like a manual endermology. Remember that treatment for cellulite?
Course.
It was basically like a handheld vacuum that they would rub all over your legs. More, I mean, am I saying
Yeah.
But these are like a mat. Could you do this yourself to yourself?
Yeah, you absolutely do it yourself. So you just pinch the bulb like this and glide it up, and you can just do it in the mirror, or you can just feel your way through it.
Now, does this give you the same benefit as like, let's say, a guasha stone or a jade roller? Are they kind of like interchangeable tools, or is this giving you something a little extra?
Well, I like the jade roller most for puffiness in the face, to keep it in the fridge, that kind of thing, and get that cool effect. I find with the gua sha tool or the face cups that it goes a little deeper than the roller.
Yeah.
So I like it more for relaxing the muscles of the face and anti-aging.
Nice.
Do you have to go in a certain pattern, or could I just pick this up right now and I wouldn't screw it up if I just started rubbing it all over my face?
Yeah, I'm always nervous about the protocol when I use these tools.
So all of our tool kits come with a little instruction booklet with a protocol of best practices, and it's usually starting at the midline of the face and moving upward and outward.
Okay, got it. Now, you mentioned this face oil. Are any other topical ingredients used in your practice? I know you are an herbalist as well. Is that a topical thing that you do, or is that just supplemental herbs?
Right now, so at Within, we also have our own proprietary line of organic Chinese herbal formulas, and they are for internal use.
Okay.
So I'm a board certified Chinese herbalist, and I've been prescribing herbs for decades, and one of the things that I realize is nobody wants to taste a gross tea. So it was really important to me that we did all tablets. It was really important to me that we did transparency of sourcing, and we are testing for metals and microbes. We source everything organic, and then we check for pesticides, and we check that everything is what it says it is. And this kind of quality assurance is a big white space in the market that we're filling.
Yeah, I didn't know about tablets. I mean, I'm not a Chinese herbalist, like, aficionado. Like, this is not my area.
You don't say.
I know. But okay, I'm looking at them.
Oh, my God, you brought tablets.
They're neat little
okay.
capsules. Yeah, I always thought that it was, I had a boss once that got into Chinese herbal stuff, and it was, like, little bags of everything. Like, it was literally herbs.
Yeah, I love that. I didn't find that my clients loved that. So, so it was important.
You're so politically correct. I love it.
The thing about taking herbs is they only work if you take them. So compliance is key.
That's what we say about sunscreen.
So you've got to make it easier for people so that they can integrate this into their wellness routine.
What are some of the herbs that you suggest to patients for beauty benefits? Are there any?
Yeah, we have a skin formula coming out, so stay tuned. Mm. It's called Forever Young, and it combines a lot of ancient beauty herbs from China and India.
What are some of the ancient Chinese beauty herbs? Can you share?
Sure. It's kind of exciting because looking at some of the scientific studies, there's early research that's suggesting there's a lot of herbs that can protect us from UV rays.
Oh, wow.
Ginseng is one of them.
Okay.
I also really like shatavari, which is an Ayurvedic herb that balances hormone levels and helps with dryness in the skin. Ginseng also helps with dryness in the skin. Rose hips, very powerful antioxidant, great for the skin.
Those are all good
what
ones.
What about stress?
And pearl powder.
Go back to pearl powder for a second.
Pearl powder is just, it's been used by the Chinese for a very long time for beautiful skin.
So, remember the pearl cream, the Japanese pearl cream?
Yeah, we've seen it in topical products.
It accelerates wound healing, so cellular rejuvenation.
So they were right, even back then.
So it's anti-aging.
Stress relief, what do you have?
What do you got for me? Well, she's such a New Yorker. I'm stressed. What do you got?
And I love that you say that because our most popular formula at Within, which is based in New York, is Run the World. And
is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
I love that.
Yeah, I brought you guys one. It's right here.
So these are our three most popular formulas.
It's Gut Check, which is for bloating and gas, and Oops, I Did It Again, which is for overindulgence of food or alcohol. So Run the World. Your names are very funky. They're meant to be accessible.
So they're cute. You've done a nice job.
And we like, you know, if you're going to take herbs every day, you don't want it to feel like a chore.
Yeah.
You know, it might as well feel elevated and fun.
Yeah. So Run the World is what we need.
So Run the World combines, some people when they think of stress, they're frustrated and they're irritable and it's anger-based stressed. And some people when they think of stress, it's fear-based and it's worry and it's anxiety. Mm-hmm. This formula does both. So it's your umbrella formula for either anger-based stress or fear-based stress.
Oh. Chinese medicine breaks it down that specifically.
That's smart, though.
That feels very emotional. How can you detect fear-based versus anger-based via an herb?
Oh, Chinese medicine does that.
Wait, what do you have, Jess?
Associate emotion with.
I don't know.
Today I was pissy.
Remember?
So that's what?
That was anger.
Anger-based.
Yeah, we had a couple of pissy moments. And then I walked here through Times Square.
What's overworked stress? I'm just tired. Everybody wants something from me all the time.
This has that too because it's adaptogenic.
This is the part where Jess and I just complain about our lives.
You're going to feel...
No, that was the feeling I was having. It's just stop. Just stop. That was my vibe today.
So we went to you, a doctor of Chinese medicine, and said that that's how we were feeling. You would prescribe these herbs?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sending you guys bottles.
I know. She's looking at us you need this.
I know.
One of the things I thought when I designed this is, we're New Yorkers. We're not stressed because we have nothing going on. So it was really important to me that this formula helps you feel calm, cool, and collected, mm-hmm. but energized to do your day.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not going to chill us out I just smoked a bunch of weed. Now I'm not stressed, but I
can't
do anything.
You still got to go to work. You still have deadlines. You still got to take care of your kids, everything else.
It's about balance,
so
isn't it?
This is the, yeah.
Okay.
So I've got a question. A lot of people are listening. They're probably saying, this is great, but I don't live in New York. I'm not making it to Within.
Or any acupuncturist, really. It's hard. It could be hard to find one, no?
Yeah, we're hopeful we're expanding.
Okay. Stay tuned.
You really have a way with words. I love it. Until Within gets to their town, what are some principles or some practices from Chinese medicine that we can use in our everyday? Obviously, you've got your supplements, which I'm sure are available at the Within store online, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they can get on the supplement kick.
100%.
But what are some other things you say? I just wish people knew that they could, gua sha at night or whatever it is.
Sure. The face toolkits are great for daily, weekly maintenance of your skin.
And the herbs are an amazing practice
that anybody can easily integrate into their lives. And they're all available on our website, within.com.
Do you gua sha every day? Because I don't know if it's too much.
I think it's just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just go easy, maybe?
I'm pretty aggressive, actually. and I think I'm only better for it.
Well, you have great skin.
It's
and
so
good,
glowy, goddammit.
Yeah,
God
you're
damn
glowy
it.
Oh, thanks, and like guys. You're sculpted. Everything's tight.
Why did I say God damn it? I'm not just putting out a lot of anger. Are you used to this? People just get around you and just
I think it's just in stark contrast to her because Sherry is very chill right now.
Yeah.
She's got this serene vibe and we're stopping you from the office bum, 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 to the studio.
You must see it all when you must see everything come through your door when they lay down on the table, right?
I've seen everything.
Do you
come
hear a lot
door?
As the hairdresser? Do they tell you things?
Oh, yeah. I hear a lot more than a hairdresser.
What's going on with people? Just give us the top line, how people are feeling.
I mean, everyone's just trying to make it through life.
My friend said she cried when she went to, they put the needles in and she just started crying. Does that happen?
That happens. I don't think it happens 90% of the time.
But 10% of the time people cry?
Well, sometimes people have emotional release on the table, but I don't want to mislead our audience because I don't think you can go and expect that or be fearful of that.
Right.
I would say majority of the time, what you can expect from an acupuncture treatment is to leave feeling relaxed and rejuvenated.
Oh, no, she said it was wonderful. Like, it was like a release cry, you know, like after you cry, you feel.
Oh, 100%.
She was not mad
about
it.
It's like the best feeling
you're just
ever.
Like, I needed to get something out.
But sometimes you have that and sometimes you don't.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It just depends what you're walking in with.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about acupuncture is that it brings the body into balance. So whatever you're walking in with, you're bound to feel better.
Yeah. Oh God, I've got to go. All right. This is not as metaphysical. That's not even the
holistic.
Right word, right?
Holistic. Wellness-based.
Yes.
More beauty podcast.
You've got really good
Back
skin.
Beauty.
We want to know about your beauty products.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I'm not prepared. What are some of the products in your medicine cabinet that you use
I
every day?
I definitely use all natural.
Yeah,
I have to be honest. I'm a wellness geek.
So what products are like turning you on right now?
Oh, gosh.
Walk us through your Trader Joe's cart.
I love squalene oil. And it mimics the natural oils of your face, but I have dry skin. So
you wouldn't think. You have beautiful glowy skin.
Thank you. So I definitely use face oils. I'm a fan of those. I do carry the Gua Sha tool with me in my purse and I have one on my desk and I'm addicted. Other things.
Do you know the brand names? Are you one of those people that doesn't know the brand names of what you use?
Well, the Gua Sha is her own Gua Sha.
Right, but the face oil, she said, with the squalene.
Yes.
I want some of that.
I mean, I think I first got tuned into the squalene oil from Indy Lee.
Oh.
You know, that was really the first person that I saw introduce that to the market. But within, we carry one by Knock Apothecary. Again, we're just trying to make wellness more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is our price point, you know? So carrying brands that are just a little easier for people's wallets,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then, you know, because I have I curate a wellness boutique, I seem to always be getting samples these days. And so if I looked a little blank at you guys, it's because I feel like I'm trying so many different products.
Well, you're like a beauty editor then.
A little bit. Right now, I'm putting Alpine Beauty face cream on.
Spelled with a Y, that one?
Yeah, that one. It feels
great. It's a beautiful
brand. I can't say I've been using it for years or anything like that, but I'm using it right now. It feels lovely. The Ursa Major Recovery Cream at night, I really like that. And then I've got one of those Snow Fox face masks, those paper ones, those sheet masks.
She knows her shit.
They're trendy.
That's really nice.
You've got some really like hot new brands in your cabinet.
Yeah, but there are so many hot new brands. And you know what's really interesting about curating a wellness boutique? I did not do this intentionally, but one day I took inventory and I realized that over 80% of our brands are companies that are owned by women.
Mm. That doesn't surprise
women
me.
Women own wellness. Yeah, but not just beauty, because most of our products actually aren't beauty. We're probably we're probably like 15% beauty. We're mostly like, you know, what's going to help me sleep? What's going to help with my pain? Like that kind of thing. But, you know, it's just amazing. You know, we are the big proponents of wellness.
And what's the top seller in the within boutique?
Aside from the within herbs.
Yes.
Okay. So Karma Rub. It is a topical magnesium ointment that, you know, because we're all magnesium deficient because it has such a fast half-life in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put magnesium on topically and it will supplement your magnesium levels and it will relax your muscles for pain. So we have a product called Karma Rub.
So I don't have to get my Epsom salt bath. I could just put that on instead.
We have a CBD Epsom soak by Vita Body Therapeutics. That's amazing. We have a traditional Chinese liniment called Dr. Bob's Medicated Oil. It's a spinoff of a traditional Chinese ointment called Posamon, but it's made in America, and I like that. And that is just great for muscles. We have
Is it like better than the Tiger Balms kind of stuff?
Yeah, think of it as liquid Tiger Balm, but a little better than that. And then, you know, CBD plant people, I mean, you know, people love CBD. So, and it's a natural anti-inflammatory, and it's good for pain, and it's good for stress, and it helps you fall asleep. So that's very popular too. Nootropics is a hot category. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wanting to use herbal remedies that help inflammation in the brain and help protect it from degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and also help your cognitive function at work.
I want all that. I want it all
of that is really good. Our formula, Fully Charged, is our nootropic formula, and it has nootropics like rhodiola and Eleuthero in it.
It's a very interesting topic, nootropics.
It is an interesting topic.
Yeah. I don't feel like I hear that much about it right now.
Yeah. I think most of them are just, reducing inflammation in the brain. Really.
Specifically,
stimulating
the brain.
Circulation to the brain. Yeah. Okay. Nootropics is all about cognitive function.
Before we let you go, can I just ask what nootropics is? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so nootropics are things that help cognitive function. So
it's just like a fancy
learning,
word for
think memory, you know. Okay. And just to piggyback on that, adaptogens is kind of a hot thing too, and I feel like nobody knows what that really means either. And I like to have two definitions for adaptogens. One is that they help you adapt, meaning they help with your stress level. But another definition is they work differently depending on what your body needs. Like, I feel like a lot of adaptogenic herbs are things that can help you wake up in the morning, and surprisingly, they're the same thing can help you go to bed at night.
Mm-hmm. We had a guest on who talked about that.
Our Bacon friend
lady.
From Amanda.
Amanda Chantal Bacon. That's who
it
was. We did learn about adaptogenics in the past, but nootropics I hadn't heard about.
Yeah,
so
nootropics feels like a newer thing. And sometimes it's like food, right? Like, I've seen like a chocolate nootropic thing recently.
Green tea is a popular food nootropic.
Oh, so green tea is a nootropic.
Green tea is a nootropic.
Oh, it's just like a fancy word for herbal and health supplements that help your cognitive function.
Correct.
Who came up with this word? I need to find out.
What's another one besides green tea? And then we'll let you go.
Well, like I said, I love our formula, Fully Charged. That's our nootropic formula.
Okay.
So rhodiola, Eleuthero, or Chisandra. You know,
what are you saying? Sorry,
Chisandra. Those are different herbs that are in our formula.
Chisandra's the people.
Chisandra, because it was the dry skin one.
But I do think of herbs as my friends.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that's
rhodiola.
Why you're in biz, okay?
Rhodiola
you're doing really
and
Chisandra.
Well. That's like a new name for your cat, your next cat.
I love
this
that.
Great. Thank you so much.
It was such a pleasure.
Congrats
Thank you so much
on
for
within.
Thank you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
It's time to raise a wand, Jen.
We're super chill.
Super chill.
Our inflammation is low. Our parasympathetic systems have kicked in. It's like we got acupuncture, right?
I know. I can't wait to go. I got to tell you. I was like, when can I come in?
Yeah. I heard you ask her that three times.
What are you raising a wand to?
Okay.
So the other day, I saw a friend and she had the most beautiful skin. I mean, she already has beautiful skin, but she was glowing, but it wasn't like she just like jammed a highlighter on her cheekbones. Mm-hmm. Everything about her was glowing. Now, I thought that she used what I use, which is the Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer Illuminating, because she had that like all over glow, but she gave me something else to put in my bag of tricks for
what
this kind of thing. The Chantecaille Liquid... Hold on. Liquid Lumiere. Okay. Have you ever seen this?
Yes.
It's so great. It's this, even Michelle, our producer, is like, she's
Jess
like,
Jess is like showing it around the studio as if you guys can see.
It's awesome. Okay. So it's this little, it's a sheer.
You're doing like the YouTube presentation, like in front of the hand.
Hey guys. It's a sheer special deal for you. A special highlighting fluid that can be worn alone or mixed with foundation. That's what my buddy did. Or skincare. So I've been mixing, just, I'm going to put it on my little paw right here. You just need like a little bit. Like, I'm going to have this till I die.
That looks like the Kevin Aucoin liquid illuminator a little
bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you love it.
I love this one. And then I mixed it with my foundation. I doubled up with the Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizing Illuminated.
Plus that.
Plus this. And then the other day I just did like, I forget which foundation I used, like maybe like Armani or something, but it's like something that doesn't have sheen. And you mix
it in.
It's
a booster.
It's a booster. And I even put it on the bridge of my nose, and it doesn't look like, you know, fake alien.
Or like reindeer little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when people put this stuff, looks stupid, and it's mm-hmm. like you just put highlighter all over your face. And then I put it on my eyelids. And so I forwent eyeshadow. I did this for my TV appearance, actually.
Oh, you looked amazing.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you, it was the Chantecaille Liquid Lumiere and then like a little Tom Ford bronzer.
Which
over.
Is weird because they usually say you should powder so you don't look shiny. You didn't look shiny.
No, I did nothing, no powder at all, except for the bronzer was a powder, but I just went really lightly. But this, your foundation or your skincare, whatever, and maybe a little bronzer, it is like glowy goddess. And I have to tell you, it looked just like my buddy's skin.
Well, you're a glowy goddess.
This summer, hopefully. So what do you have?
I have...
OPS $44.
Good job. I have this in general in summer, but this summer especially, I'm all about the herbal scents.
Yeah.
I have like
so
lovely
hot.
Herbs growing on my patio and whatever. And Aromatherapy Associates. Do you
Ooh,
know that brand?
Yes, love them.
I recently discovered it, and they have everything is so good, and it smells like the actual plant, not the perfume version of the plant. So they have this scrub, and it's called Revive, and it is juniper berry, rosemary, and grapefruit.
Oh.
And it's the scrub texture is like creamy white with like brown flicks in it. But it's like one of those scrubs that also lathers. So it's like you dip into it and it's like you want to eat it with a spoon. It's so delicious.
Mm.
This is seriously.
I love a lather scrub.
It's the most fabulous body scrub. And I know I often raise a wand to body scrubs because it's like one of my categories that I really am into.
It's your métier.
It is my métier. Even in the Indie Beauty Expo Awards, I was
the body scrub
2 years in a row. This one is way up there. So it's called Enliven. It's herbal. It's refreshing. And it only costs like 3 paychecks to get it.
I can't
even say the price. I'm sorry.
Is it $100?
No, it's $62. But the tub is huge and you only need a little bit.
I bet you're using a lot.
Of course I am. Because it has green coffee oil, too. Yeah, what even is green coffee oil? We'll get into that on another podcast.
That's a good pick.
Okay, it's been real. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social at fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
5.
5, please.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.